Gerald Ryan's got a nice hand of horses down in Melbourne for the carnival. Looking forward to, firstly, I would say, Backman in the Victoria Derby. Morning, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
This bloke's always showing you a heap. Even his first couple of runs, he looked very green and awkward, but he always looked like he was going to be a good horse, didn't he?
Yeah, he always shaped up as if he showed. He wasn't a precocious up-and-running two-year-old. He always shaped up as if he's going to get a bit of ground. So that's why, you know, I didn't think he could win this decent race over short ground, so that's said to the owners, you know, just aiming towards a derby and get there, you know.
Well, you ran him in the Champagne. He finished about ninth in that, then a bit of a let-up, a couple of trials. But since he's come back, every time you've stepped him out over ground, he just seems to have gone better. And that run the other day in the Caulfield Classic, by G, made up some ground. He was 12th at the 400.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was in a good spot early, and he got behind a couple of horses that took him nowhere. He ended up getting chuffed back the last on the corner. Finished off good, solid, not pinging to the line, but solid, going away, going to the line. And I think, you know, if it had been two spots closer, he'd probably run the top three, you know. So I think he's going all right. They say he worked good and finished off strong this morning down there. And I saw him on Friday and he'd done the same thing. So you know, everything's pointing towards if he's going to run the journey. I think he'll appreciate getting to Flemington. And, you know, he's going there, he has luck, and if he can't run top three, well, he's not good enough, you know.
Gerald, is he the sort of horse you'd like to see get a smother, or would you rather see him sitting out one off the fence? How do you think he races best?
Oh, he's better on the outside, but, you know, you'd like to get a smother, you'd like to switch off and relax to run a mile and a half, but, you know, he hasn't got great gate speed, so, you know, he's going to be big field anyway, so, you know, and just wind him up from there. But I do reckon when he's making runs, he needs to be on the outside, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've also got Rubik down there for the Coolmore, and by gee, he was impressive the other day at Caulfield.
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, he's three-year-old weight for age, having his fourth start against the older horses, and Group 1 horses. It's good to see Iconic and Platelet run so well in the big race on Friday night. Beating 1.8 lengths Platelet and didn't have a lot of joy, so it was good taking the form line through that. It was good to see that happen. And but he's always showing enough, and not many horses have before start when I wait for age race as a three-year-old in the spring, and he's going all right way. He's done well since he went to Flemington, had a look up straight on Friday morning and worked nice. Kieran's very happy with him. Boys are happy with him at Caulfield this morning, and they'd lock him up in his box between now and Saturday, so he won't bugger him up because they reckon he's spot on and he's right where you'd like to have him, you know.
Gerald, it's interesting you took him to Flemington and you didn't go on the jump outs. I think from memory you were just going to give him a run up the straight on his own.
Yeah, that's right. I spoke to Kieran about it after he won on him, and he said, you know, he's pretty near the mark and he's such a strong trialer. He didn't think he needed another real strong hit out like that, so he just went there on his own, and he ended up running his last 400 quicker than what they did in the trial. But you know, I think the trial ran 46, just broke 47, he ran 51. So you know, he's steady early, but he worked home strong, and everything's good with him. And he had a good look up the straight, and he didn't waver after he went past me. I watched it from the half mile, and after he went past me, I went out and watched him in the hats, and he went as straight as a gun barrel down between the hats out west in the centre, and he was good, and I did see it on video, and I was quite happy with him, you know.
It's a different experience down that straight, isn't it? Some horses just get lost almost looking for a bend.
I reckon, yeah, you do or you don't. There's no in-between with it. Yeah. And, you know, whether you've looked down there beforehand or whether you haven't, I've won plenty of races with horses that have gone down there without being down there before, so... You know, you're right. They do or they don't, yes. Mm.
Is he the sort of horse also that if you'd bung him in a trial, he's almost too competitive, he would have put in too much?
Yes, exactly right. That was the reason we didn't try him, yeah.
Now, you've also got, this horse is probably flying under the radar. A bit Time for War. Will he go around the Coolmore?
Not sure yet. I'll discuss it with Scott after, whether he goes in the Coolmore or the tab.com. I've always been a bit keen, ever since he was in the... winter in Queensland, to aim him at that race. This three-year-old, no weight in his back. He's flown under the radar all his life. He's won two Group 2s and ran fourth in a Group 1 off a buggered up preparation, and you know, he just keeps flying under the radar, and he's a better horse than he's given credit for. And you know, he had 59.5 the other day, and he had a bit of a setback prior to having his first up run. He had a little bit of a setback and got held up a little bit and went into his first run needing it.
Mm.
And I thought, you know, 59.5 the other day, he's stuck to his guns really good, and he has improved off it, and he's travelled down there over the weekend and hasn't missed a beat since he's been there. So we'll discuss it today, whether we go to the Group 1 or whether we go to the older sprinters, you know.
Well, he's run second to a pretty smart one the other day in Kiro.
That's right, and we'll meet him a kilo and a half better. Whether the kilo and a half better is going to be enough to bring it together or not, I'm not sure, but you know, he'd won three straight, so he's at the top of his game. We were only second up, and you would think we'd have a bit of natural improvement in it. So he's well, and you know, he'll run competitive, you know, whatever race we ran him in there.
Will Charlie Boy go around in that tab.com.au stakes at Flemington?
No, he won't. He'll wait there until Michael Ward, Triple Crown, you know, thought he'd be better waiting until Cup Day, so he's going to wait and go in the security sprint up the straight on Cup Day.
Well, he's had a run down there on the Bobby Lewis, hasn't he, down the straight?
No, he won the Danehill down there.
Oh, I got there.
As a three-year-old, he'd never seen the straight before. He won the Danehill, and then he ran in the Bobby Lewis first up off a long break, and he needed it really bad. Come back to Sydney and ran two. Looking at he's probably as fit as he's been for 12 months, and he'll run well whatever he run in, but I wouldn't mind running him, so David 53.5 and he's back in that race, but the boys want to wait for Tuesday, so he'll wait until Tuesday.
All right. You got a few nice horses at the moment. Things are starting to come good at the right week for you, Gerald.
Yeah, if you can get them winning. Sure, you know. They're nice horses going good, so you just got to get them winning, yeah.
Dance on Stars, will that run at Rose Hill?
He'll run at Rose Hill. He's good horse, fresh. He's a little bit in the awkward stage. He's not quite up to the good sprinters, and when you get to like this race on Saturday, he's going to have about 59.5 or 60 kilos because he's the highest rated horse in the race. He's good horse, fresh. We'll give him a run, Sarah. There he goes. The run on Saturday, yeah.
Thing is, now it's a host of places you can go. If you want to miss Melbourne, you can head to Perth. There's all over the place, even New Zealand. Good money there if you want to head over and get a bit of black type.
That's right, yeah. There's a good race over there, and we've done that before with success. So that's at the back of the mind with a couple of horses. So we'll just see how we get on.
Well, good luck over the weekend. Hope you get the money there. Gerald, good luck.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan, we appreciate his time as always there. And